There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, my name's Cameron Bedding, and welcome to the Your Mind is Your Home podcast. I'm going to share with you some ideas and concepts all around mental and emotional health. I'm going to discuss ways that may help you expand your way of thinking that may then possibly improve how you're then living. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as I share with you now some positive insights around mental health. Would you drive around with a flat tire for weeks, for months, for years? Would you allow a pipe to burst in your home and leak everywhere? And would you just stand there and feel that water rising around you? Or would you take action? And I guess where I am today is there's a lot of things in life that we tend to act on instantly. We tend to really just not even consider not doing things. We just do them automatic. And in an NLP way, that's having strategies that work in a very positive, unconscious sense where we don't even doubt or think or consider. We just do. And then there's other things where we can, without realizing, we can get in our own way. And we can get in our own way of our own happiness, of our own healing. And we can actually end up prolonging, without realizing, our own personal suffering. So whether you've been challenged mentally and emotionally, or whether you know someone that's being challenged currently, you have to really think about how long is it going to be until you take action, until you try to sort things out. And it is like those things like having a flat tire or a burst pipe where we tend to act instantly. I mean, the one where we just do it on a daily basis, we run with so much energy. So if we get that battery going down on our phones, you know, it's game over. Life would just, whoa. So you have to look at the things that you do without thinking, and then look at the things where you might be holding yourself back or limiting yourself from getting to a better place. And in that awareness, in that consideration, I want to share with you today the different kind of approaches that are now available that you can utilize, you can work with professionally and personally to improve your life for the better. And so I'm going to start talking about therapy. I've personally had therapy. I've had a number of different sessions over the different years, not consistently, but just at different times. And I remember, and I didn't know what was happening to me, but I remember when I was at Performing Arts College, there was a time where I was having panic attacks. And I didn't know I was having panic attacks, but it was just out of control. And I actually felt like I was going to die because I was so short of breath. And this was all around grief. There had been a family member that had died. And culturally, we enter a period of mourning, but I had to be in the environment where I was studying. I couldn't be with my family. And there was this overwhelming sense of guilt, which led to the feeling of panic. and the actual faculty, the institution I trained with, were absolutely fantastic. And not to my awareness, or maybe I missed the awareness of knowing that there was actually a counsellor, a therapist on site who really, really helped me. And now that I'm a professional, I can look back at what was done was they gave me a grounding technique. They gave me a technique to help with my breathing, to help with the feelings that I was experiencing in that panic. And I was able to anchor myself from a key word, just to say that word, one single word, and have one special thought, which literally, like an anchor, dropped me into, mentally, into my family home, which to me felt like I'd grown up there for 18 years and I felt like such a safe place. So I had a resourceful anchor that the therapist had given me. And so that session, as I look back as a professional, was so productive and so helpful for me. And I had a tool, I had a resource that I could then use and utilize anywhere that I was. So it was perfect for me. And then later in my life, where there's been different situations, and again, there were different feelings that I wanted to explore and discuss and understand. So I was with a counsellor/therapist, and there was a lot of talk. There was a lot of me doing the talking, relating to different areas of my life, different times, different relationships, looking at the habits, the ways of my parents, trying to understand, I guess, who I am, how I am, from this analysis of looking through it. And the therapist actually said to me, she said, "You've given me more than most people give in sessions." And I believe that's, but she didn't know I was a coach. I believe that's because I had my own awareness of patterns and thoughts, and I was able to make a lot of sense myself from what I was revealing, what I was seeing and getting understanding from it. But there was no guidance. It was literally just like talking to a stranger. And I remember seeing a friend had said to me, "Well, you might as well just sit and talk to a friend, especially if you're just getting the realization yourself." And I suppose I'm generalizing and assuming that in that therapeutic space, it's called a breakthrough, to have that personal revelation and breakthrough. And another friend, a different friend who'd had a lot of therapy, said, "No, for me, it's great. I love to sit there. I love to open up. I love to talk," which is all well and good. So this is from my personal experience. And these are approaches that have been around for such a long time that may help you to talk to someone, to open up, to get breakthroughs, to get understandings and shifts from different positions of thinking, of analysing how you are, why you are the way that you are, and why you're doing the things the way that you're doing them. It may help you. I'm not knocking it. I'm saying give it a go. And I say give it a go because we tend to try things out, and if they don't work, a lot of people can give up on things. Now, if you think of going to a yoga class or any fitness class, you tend to find a teacher that you like, a style that you like, a time that suits you. But most people don't go to one class and think, "Oh no, that's it. All of yoga is like that." You can't define everything by one experience. So you tend to shop around. You tend to put the time in. And it's the same with personal development. You need to shop around for a therapist, for a psychotherapist, for a counsellor, or for a coach. And so the difference with the work that I do, with the way that I work with people, and the difference in how these processes work, because I've experienced them in the training and I've had them, a lot of them done to me from other practitioners, is there tends to be more resources. Now, there are lots of therapists out there that also have resources that they give to their people that they're working with, but a lot of the time it can just feel like you're just talking. And why I say that is because a lot of people have come to me and said, "I've learned why I am the way I am from therapy, but it's not shown me how to change things, how to improve things." And that's what a coach does, because we look at where you are presently and we look at where you want to be. We look at the outcome that you want to achieve in your life. We look at how you're going to get there. We then look at the steps that you're going to take, the things that you need to do, the actions that you need to take. And we look at being accountable. We look at how you, along with the person that's facilitating that change, as long as it's agreed upon, how you're going to create that in your life. So it puts you in a position of responsibility, but it gives you clarity over where you're going to go to, over the things that you want to create, over the things that you want to achieve. How I differ as a coach, it's not just the skills that I use, but I'm able to identify the things that tend to get in the way of people getting from where they are to where they want to be. Now, if you go to a general life coach and you look at getting that clarity and you look at making those steps to create the outcome that you want in your life, if you don't work on your anxieties, your fears, your limiting beliefs, if you don't work on the things that you sabotage yourself with, if you don't work on the things that get in your way, you generally are most likely not going to get to that point of having that outcome. And then most people think, oh, coaching didn't work, or the session didn't work, or the steps weren't right. But actually, if there's a limiting inner voice, if there's self-doubt, if there's fear that's present, and it might be that you're not aware that it's present, but it might be that it's there in the background and has been there in the background, and it's probably the reason why you haven't got what you currently want in your life. But if you didn't work on those things, which is what I tend to identify with the clients I see, if you eliminate those things, your chances of success are much higher. And so let me tell you about Integral Eye Movement Therapy first, IEMT, which is a fast, rapid process which can change how you feel around a memory, around a feeling very, very quickly. It's a very modern approach. In some ways it's similar to EMDR, but in a lot of other ways it's very different, because the eyes actually move through different eye accessing points where the memories and feelings can be stored. And we also do a lot of work around identity. Now, what I mean around identity is around the identities of I, me, self, and you. So as we communicate, we can say, I tend to doubt myself. And in doing that, it really affects me. So there we have the identity of the I that doubts the self and how me is affected. That may make no sense to you whatsoever, but as a practitioner who's experienced and hears that on a daily basis, the different relations to I, me, self, and you in language, that's where I'm going to work on those areas, because those are the areas that are blocking the person or causing the person to feel in a particular way that's not helping them, that's not serving them. And that literally comes from experience of seeing it on so many occasions where identity gets in the way. And so Integral Eye Movement Therapy can be used without having to sit and talk about the situation that you went through, the feeling, the memory that's bothering you. You don't have to go into all of the detail. And where that is really powerful is with the people that I've worked with who experience post-traumatic stress disorder. People that who've had extreme disorder, who've had lots of different types of therapy, they've had lots of different types of work done, but in those processes, they've had to sit and relive it. They've had to feel it. They've had to talk about it. So for them to be able to, in the most non-content, in the most content-free way, I've had people that say, where we've called it memory one, they've not even said what the memory's about, they've probably told me a feeling, but they've just said memory one, and we do the process, and it completely frees them from the feeling around that memory. And that change can happen within 40 seconds. So you've got people that have said, how have you done more for me in such little time in comparison to all of that work that I did before, which hasn't changed anything? And it's because it's a fast, modern approach. And so we have lots of different approaches. You don't have to suffer for a long time. You can get better, you can feel better quickly. Hypnosis has been around for hundreds of years. It, with the right practitioner, can help you create change on a deep, lasting, unconscious level, which helps you to perform, to think in ways that give you the outcomes that you want, so that you stop feeling those feelings that are limiting you or holding you back. Hypnosis can help change patterns. It can help addictions. It can help with sleep patterns. That's my favorite way to use hypnosis, to help a person to communicate with their unconscious mind, to help them develop a better sleep pattern. And again, I've seen that result come very quickly, because for me, losing sleep is horrible. So it's something I'm passionate about, something I'm experienced with working with people through hypnosis in helping them sleep better. You also have neurolinguistic programming, NLP, which looks at the language of the mind, which looks at how we structure our experiences. So if we record an experience, positive or negative, there will be a set of thoughts or mental movies or sounds that we can hear, and we can edit those, we can work with those. We can change and transform those to make us think, feel, and live better. We can also use NLP to get a projection and clarity over what we want in our goals and in our future, but we can have such a strong representation that it actually encourages us on an unconscious level to then take action, to make that reality, that goal, our life. And so there's lots of different ways that we can work. There's things like timeline therapy, with, again, without having to talk about the situation, we can access a person's timeline, go back to the situation, work on releasing the feelings, go back to that root cause, and very, very quickly change things. And so this isn't about a quick fix. This is just about giving you the awareness that you don't have to talk to someone or see someone for years and feel like you're not getting anywhere. It might be that you need a tool, you need a resource that you can then action and activate anywhere, in any place, in any space, on a daily basis. It might be that you need to do some inner child work, or just have some communication and have that space to let those feelings be understood and released. There are so many different ways now that can help you in a therapeutic sense, but also in a motivational sense. If you want to get the clarity over the direction of your life, if you want to get the step-by-step plan of the action that you need to take to launch a business, coaching goes in so many different directions. And where I enjoy using NLP with people is with their values. I see a lot of people who are stuck in jobs that they actually thought was their dream job, the job that they wanted to do, and they've enjoyed it, but then something's changed and shifted, and it's usually a value shift. And the person is then unaligned with their values, which is in conflict with the work values, with the work that they're doing, or the company's values. And people can feel stuck in their jobs and uncertain on where to go. And when you show someone their values, if they find that job or search for the job that's going to meet their values, they just are over the moon and happy doing what they're doing, like they're actually excited to go to work on a daily basis. And so things change within us. Our values aren't set for life. They can change and transform. Values change in relationships. A lot of people feel they're in conflict with their partner, but there's usually been a value shift. And in understanding those value shifts, you don't have to get divorced. You don't have to think, oh, we're not compatible anymore. There's so much now we can do to understand behavior and patterns, and there's so many ways we can have better strategies, better behavioral strategies that change how we communicate with ourselves, how we communicate with other people, how we get the things that we want in our life, and how we stop doing the things that aren't good for us. So wherever you are in your life, shop around, try things, commit to working on yourself, and look into the modern approaches that are now available. Look into how things have evolved in the way that you can work in a therapeutic and coaching sense. And I really mean no disrespect to any of the therapy world of just opening up and sharing, because that works for some people. And so think about how your use of technology has evolved over the last 10, 15, 20 years. And it's the same now with our minds and what we can do with our minds. We know more of what we can do. We know more of how we can create change. We know more of how we can improve our thought processes. in comparison to older ways. So if you'd like to reach out to me with any questions on any of this, please contact me at CameronBeddy.com. In the next episode, I am going to be talking about inner conflict. Inner conflict on a mental and emotional level, and how we can resolve that. And how inner conflict, should I do this, should I do that, should I go in this direction, should I go in that direction, how it affects us on a mental and emotional level. So please join me in the next episode. Thank you for listening today. You can also find me and reach me for some daily motivation on Instagram at Coach Cameron Beddy. And thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next episode. Have a great day.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.